AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is telling the UN General Assembly to stand up to Russia.
The United States seeks a more secure, more prosperous, more equitable world for all people, because we know our future is bound to yours. Let me repeat that again. We know our future is bound to yours.
The president warned no nation is secure if Ukraine is allowed to be carved up.
We will not retreat from the values that make us strong. We will defend democracy, our best tool to meet the challenges we face around the world. And we're working to show how democracy can deliver in ways that matter to people's lives.
At Ramstein Air Base in Germany, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin called on allied defense leaders to dig deep and provide more air defense systems for Ukraine.
In Putin's war of aggression, time is not on his side. The world will never accept the idea that the imperial ambitions of bullies and tyrants should outweigh the sovereign rights of UN member states.
But the allied leaders do not appear to be close to commitments on the longer-range missiles that Ukraine's leaders insist they need. The Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, says he isn't looking to escalate tensions, but is asking India to take the killing of a Sikh leader seriously. India called accusations the Indian government may have been involved absurd. Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich filed an appeal in Russia to be released from jail on espionage charges, but the Moscow City Court did not immediately rule on it. A federal judge upheld an obstruction conviction against a Virginia man, Thomas Caldwell, who stood trial with members of the Oath Keepers extremist group in one of the more serious cases brought in connection with the Capitol riot. He was cleared of seditious conspiracy. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Zutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are drifting lower as Wall Street waits for the Federal Reserve's latest decision on interest rates. The S&P 500 was off 0.5% early Tuesday. The Dow fell 143 points. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite was down 0.7%. Stocks have been seesawing for weeks on uncertainty about whether the Fed is done with its market-shaking hikes to interest rates. Its latest announcement arrives on Wednesday. Treasury yields climbed. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note rose to 4.35%. That's close to its highest level since 2007. High yields have been pushing mortgage rates higher, hurting the housing sector. A report Tuesday morning on home building came in weaker than expected. Instacart is set to begin trading later in the day. That's after pricing its stock at $30 a share in an initial public offering. Seth Zutel, New York.
France is rolling out the red carpet for King Charles' state visit at the Palace of Versailles. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.